This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the continuing fascination with Jackie Kennedy Onassis on the 10th anniversary of her death. First, though, a fascinating character of another kind. His name is Elwood Norris. Everyone just calls him Woody.
I'm convinced not much has been invented yet. This stuff that we're surrounded by, we think is so cool today, it's junk. The good stuff's coming, and it's coming fast.
Woody Norris is an inventor who combines wit and unflagging optimism to create nifty new products like a personnel helicopter he hopes to sell for less than a Honda Civic. His great passion, though, is sound, and some of his discoveries could change the way we listen. Here's Day to Day's Steve Proffitt with a profile of a modern-day Edison.
At his offices in San Diego, Woody Norris is demonstrating a new way to transmit sound. He holds a flat, foot-square panel in the air and moves it around the room.
Now watch what happens when I aim it towards a soft surface. Basically disappears. That level compared to...
Woody calls this hypersonic sound, and he says it works based on a long-observed principle. Two tones generated at high volume produce a third tone. That's the difference between the two. Woody refined this principle using ultrasound, far above the range of human hearing, to produce audible sound that can be focused almost like a spotlight.
What you do is you have one tone which is fixed, and then you multiply your content, your music, the voice, and make it ultrasonic. And the air creates the audible difference tones. It happens for free. Anywhere there's air.
Woody is developing applications for his hypersonic sound emitters, home entertainment, automotive, retail. Unlike speakers, the emitters have no paper cones, no magnets. They're as thin as credit cards, and they open lots of possibilities.
Imagine you're in your car. You want to hear NPR in the front seat, and the kids want to watch whatever or listen to whatever in the back seat. You can do that.
A very young-looking 65-year-old with a grin full of dazzling white teeth, Woody Norris is an unreconstructed, popular science-style inventor, the kind of guy you thought went out with the 50s.
He just dabbles in whatever interests him, so he's the ultimate inventor.
And that, in fact, is Popular Science Technology Editor Suzanne Cantor-Kirshner.
He just goes with whatever feels right with him, and he has enough of that sort of technical know-how to be able to get the right people together, learn about it, and come up with a device that nobody's really thought of before.
I always invent by analogy.
For instance, Woody looked at things that could be done with optics, such as focusing light, and figured he could do that stuff with sound. He often combines this kind of analogy with something else he knows. In the case of his hypersonic sound, it was that long-ago observed property that two tones can produce a third.
It turns out lots of people tried this, and their problem was they were all too smart. They were so smart, they knew it wouldn't go to where it needed to become a commercial product, so they quit. I was just stupid enough, along with just smart enough, to be relentless, and that's probably the greatest virtue any inventor can have, is be relentless. And I was without relent, so to speak.
Another invention that's getting lots of attention is a device he calls the LRAD, long-range acoustical device. It produces a very focused sound that carries long distances at high volume, up to a mile, in fact. The sound is so loud, it can be used as a military weapon. He gave me a little demonstration out in his company's parking lot.
I'm going to walk out here till I get a fair distance away, and we'll see what we get. Yow! Woody, I wanted to keep my hearing.
My ears recovered quickly, and Woody took me out to his personal shop in the rugged hills northeast of San Diego. The hillsides were black, burned by fires last October. The blaze spared his workshop, but his house, next door, burned to the ground. "That's okay," says Woody. "We're rebuilding it." He goes on to hint at ideas he's developing with things like energy and gravity, and sweeps you right along with his enthusiasm.
And I think it's a fabulous time to be alive because of the explosion of knowledge that's happening right now in every field. Astronomy, space, gravity. You just pick a field and it's undergoing an explosion right now. And I'm living in the middle of it. What a grand opportunity.
Inventor Woody Norris. For Day to Day, I'm Steve Proffitt.